This is the Light Goddess Podcast, and I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. If you are here, it means that you are on the sacred feminine journey. You are wildcrafting seven figures, and come hell or high water, you will root the divine feminine and more love into this world. Let's get into it. Welcome to Sacred Vibe Saturday on the Light Goddess Podcast. I'm Jude Hotep. This episode of Sacred Vibe Saturday is called Resistance City. I'm excited to share an amazing antidote to one of the main causes of resistance. So we're going to get into that. First, I want to let you know that I coach women on financial healing by restoring your divine feminine truth and intuition. Light Goddess is my one-to-one coaching program where we work together, overcoming distorted money beliefs and restoring your innate self-worth so you can run your business on your divine feminine intuition. And you can get into a goddess consult with me at lifecoachjude.com. And let's get into this episode. Resistance is one of those emotions that causes a lot of micro procrastination in your Light Goddess mission. Micro procrastination is all of the overthinking instead of time on your vision. It's all of the little ways that we procrastinate on taking action, and we don't really count them, but they add up to massive, to a macro procrastination. But it's all of these little moments in our days and our weeks. And it's all the time in negative emotion instead of dropping into high frequency throughout the day and really keeping yourself in the higher vibrational state. It takes managing your mind and understand the mindset work we do here, understanding that and that being a lifestyle. I see so many people that want their actions to be the answer, and it means little if your thoughts and feelings are not aligned with your actions. I see a lot of people that want answers through spiritual practices and shamanic journeys and Akashic record readings. And while all that is important and deeply part of what we need to understand ourselves and be connected and grounded, it is more of a band-aid than a sustainable practice if you are not also managing your mind and your ego and doing that fundamental practice to being a human and having sovereignty and living the freedom that we seek, that our soul wants for us, and living in love. We want to concurrently break our ego's hold on our consciousness and heal and strengthen our ego so we have a healthy one, as we cannot make much use out of a positive mindset and mindset work if we don't have a healthy functional ego. We want to understand our ego, though, and when it is in the driver's seat, because it is only our basis state of awareness, running off desire and separation from spirit. So we really want to understand when it's driving, or when our heart's driving, when our intuition's driving. So resistance is an emotion, but you don't hear people saying, you know, I'm feeling resistance very, very often. I'm hearing it more and more. So people are really, you know, beginning to really identify this as an emotion, as a vibration in their body, and that it's creating the action of typically procrastinating, stalling out on what you want to do. We want to begin to recognize it and understand how it feels in our body so we can release it as it arises, so we can keep our vibration high and keep on Light Goddess mission. Now, I'm going to give you a powerful thought. It is simple. It is so simple that you will be inclined not to use this tool, this thought that I'm going to give you, which is the amazing antidote to one of the frequent problems causing resistance. The most frequent cause of resistance is the thought, I don't want to do this. Our thoughts generate our emotions drive our actions. The thought, I don't want to do this, will create the emotion of resistance in your body, and then you'll slip into micro procrastinations. Overthinking, on your phone, checking social media, staying on with a friend past the time you decided to be working. Tiny little time wasters. It's time that you don't use for your passions and what you love. It's time that you are not snuggled up with someone you love. It's time when you are not having fun and living this one chance to be this personality, this life, and doing what you want to do is this personality that this personality loves to do. You know, when your soul comes around again, you're going to have completely different interests and passions and ideas and a different chart. And so this is the life. You get to have these passions and these goals and these interests and these loves. I went skydiving with someone that had 2,500 jumps. Every micro procrastination is less time in the air, less time doing your passion. I mean, 2,500 jumps, think about how many hours that is. And so I'm guessing that's probably a good, you know, and depending on how often he's jumping, but I'm guessing that's probably a good 5+ years, if not maybe 10 years. But, you know, think about what you love to do. And are you spending time doing that very much? And I have a friend that wants to read books and just is choosing not to do it. But she's thinking that she's so busy doing these other things. Those other things aren't the soul nourishing things that she really wants to do. And so I've been bending her ear about doing this exercise that I'm going to give you later. But, you know, because I think we have to see it for ourselves. We have to see it down on paper. I've done this exercise for myself. I'm going to give you two. And it was like, wow, okay, I got it. Because, you know, I have my micro procrastinations that I'm working on as well. You know, I'm with you on this path. And so every micro procrastination is less time, you know, on your passions. What is your passion that you are never doing because you are wasting time on activities that do not support you, nurture you, move you forward in your business, connect, play, create, love, rest? We actually put our own self on the back burner the most in life, you know, our own, like our heart self, not what the ego desires are. And that's why it's so powerful to peel away the layers of ego desires, because it will be so enlightening to you what you were going after in your life and how you were longing for your heart desires and how those ego desires just put our true self on the back burner. We do it for the ego desires, for the ego shadow, because we want the man or the relationships. We sublimate our own growth and creation, spending time with people that are not in sacred vibe, that's not high quality time, that is an appeasement to an emotion of maybe loneliness that we did not identify, feel, and release, or due to the ego wants for a relationship, or due to habituation. A lot of times we go out and we go out and drink, or we go out to eat, because it's just this habituation. It's what you do every weekend, instead of really deciding in your life and doing your passions and doing your loves and doing novelty and trying new things. You know, habituation is like falling into those low quality routines that you haven't really consciously made new decisions to do something different, to nurture your own curiosities, your passions, and heart wishes. What is the antidote for this thought, I don't want to do it? This thought that always will create resistance. When you think the thought, I don't want to do this, which we think it unconsciously a lot, or we catch it, but it just doesn't, we don't catch it in the way that we actually pattern interrupt it or change it in the moment and go, whoa, wait, and question that. And that's not true. I do want to do this. And so what's the antidote for this thought? This thought, I don't want to do this, that is the most frequent cause for our mind putting the brakes on our work. You have work you committed to doing in your business and you want to do it. You are at your computer. You are staring into the distance, though. You are overthinking. You get up, walk the dog, water plants, or eat some snacks, micro procrastinations. The antidote is so simple. It is easy. It's so simple that it's easy to let it go into one ear and out of the other one. You replace the thought, I don't want to do this, with the thought, I want to do this. Okay, so I told you it was super simple, but this will actually be a massive shift. You catch that thought, I don't want to do this, you pattern interrupt that, you question it, and you just begin to retrain your brain, I do want to do this, I do want to do this. I do want to do this work. I do want to make this video for my YouTube channel. I do want to post this post to social media and the people that it affects, right? It is a very simple thought, and it will create the emotion of willingness or motivation or intentionality or determined, and you will begin to take action. So this thought, I want to do this, will create willingness, motivation, intentional, determined, and it'll create much different emotions that'll drive your action. Like I said, this is, you know, it depends on where you're at with your mindset work and where this is going to land for you. But let this land and sink in. The thought, I want to do this. Don't let it be so simple that you don't try this, that you don't change that thought, I don't want to do it. Whether it's exercise, whether it's getting up earlier. Like for me, I'm going to start getting up earlier because I want more sunshine into my body because I need it to survive. And I live in a winter climate and it is, I need sunshine. That's all I got to say. So I'm going to start getting up earlier. And my body has like completely resisted that just at the moment when I was going to do that. So, you know, that's like an example from my life that I, you know, I'm practicing the thought, no, I do want to get up. I want to get up. I'm going to go to the woods. I'm going to sit with the dragonfly and chill here. And then I'll be less tired tomorrow because I'm so tired today that I will go to sleep early, I hope. And we're going to make this happen. I do want to do this. And so, or sometimes with exercise, even though like I love to work out, I love it. But there's just times where I work out, my body, it just feels so hard. I've been overcoming this like mega health challenge since early last year. And I'm just like still not complete on it. And my body just does not want to work out sometimes. And it's like kind of an anathema for me. But I just catch that thought, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, oop, no, I do want to do this. And I repeat it like a mantra. I want to do this. I love this. I love working out. And so don't let this be so simple that you don't put this into action in your life and really catch those thoughts about not wanting to do things that create resistance, that create the procrastination and all the little micro procrastinations that's taking you off vision. You have a massive mission here. Just know that you, like Goddess, you have this massive mission. We are all ascending on this planet and raising the vibration on the planet. We are moving humanity out of the darkness that we've been in for millennia, and we're moving humanity into a place of unconditional love, a place of partnership, a place of equality. You know, we're moving humanity into the place that we as souls, all of our ancestors, all that came before us have been working on this for a very long time. Since ancient times, we have been working on this. And so this is, you know, such a powerful and a magical, special time in existence. And we get to be here alive in this. And so don't underestimate your mission for a minute. Most of my clients battle, and I've been through my own battle with whether you call it self-worth, self-belief, your self-value, just knowing yourself, just feeling like you matter on this planet. You know, this is really a lot of the lineage that we unlock in the divine feminine journey for ourselves as women and in the work that we do together in Light Goddess. And it's, you know, so, it's so important you being here. You matter so much. And me saying it doesn't mean anything. You discovering that for yourself by going, you know, into the divine feminine within to retrieve that for yourself I can't express it further of how much you matter and how much all of us together collectively that are awake matter for all of humanity. I mean, if you think about, I probably mentioned it in the podcast several times, but I guess it's something that always comes to, just blows my mind so much that all of these people, kind of like Nazi Germany in a way, are all just sitting in North Korea under like acute apathy, which is almost close to death on the scale of consciousness. And they're so oppressed. They're barely, like, their soul, you know, is so not alive within them. And they're kind of zombied people because of the acute, you know, abuse and oppression that they're under. And it still blows my mind that we have this beautiful planet and we have that going on and we, you know, that we can't do anything about it at this juncture, or that somebody, I think it's like every 6 seconds, is dying of hunger when we have a surplus of food. That's another thing that just blows my mind. It's just like, it's just, so these are some of the ways that we that are so fortunate to have clean air and clean water and food abound, and to have connections and friendships and, you know, poles to swing, you know, to do circus arts on and swing on, and, you know, cars to drive, and pleasures and joys and things, that we have to really tap into something deeper here within ourselves and really look at what our brain's offering us all the time as complaints and whines and all the things. And when it's hard to face that, there's healing that needs to be done. And that's why it's so important to, you know, get your brain coached, do your self coaching, do this work, you know, dive in, because you matter. And we, you know, we can't make an impact on the world when we're not whole ourselves. And so we have to catch the negative or limiting self-dialogue that we have going on throughout our life, throughout our days, throughout our moments. We are living our life right now. The spell of the culture is destination focus, and that consumerism, I mean, it just ramped up in the 80s and you know, it just really exploded. And we're almost as a species, like, or, you know, I guess in the Western countries, I'm really observing that we are really coming off of this kind of like crackhead high of consumerism and really awakening to, like, wow, of how much that consumed our focus and our energy, no matter how, you know, how in touch with nature or with spirituality or our internal world or ourselves that we are. I still see the awakening in everyone and myself of to the consumerism, that spell that we've been under. And it, excuse me, creates this destination focus. But we really need to focus on living our dream right now. Life is beautiful right now, but it's where we allow our mind to hang out. We allow our mind to hang out in the back alleys and in the dirty streets of our brain. Appreciating what we do have, not out of lack, like, I'm so glad I have this because I could not have it. That's really not the way appreciation and gratitude serves you. It doesn't really serve you. You have two cross-purpose vibrations going on at the same time. Reminds me of Razzle. He's like this beatboxer. He's like one of the top beatboxers in the world. I freaking love watching him beatbox. Like, it's so fascinating. Like, the way his mouth moves, he can do like 7 sounds at once. But he's always like, at the same time. And, you know, like, so we have like these vibrations that are cross purposes. So it's like, you know, appreciating, not out of lack, but appreciating, because it's the understanding that appreciation is one of the highest vibrational emotions that keeps your frequency super high and keeps your consciousness high and it keeps you up and it keeps your energy up. So energy is emotion, emotion is energy, right? But also the amount of energy that you have in your body, we think that we get sleep and rest and that creates energy. And there's, it's a different kind of energy. It's like basic biological physical energy, and there's something to that, but that's not actually what creates the energy that you have to do stuff. What creates the energy that you have to do stuff is vibration, and vibration is emotion. That's why you have vibration in your body. That's all emotion is, that sensation in your body. So when you think about that, the energy that you have, and you feel lethargic, or you just want to watch TV, or you just want to rest, or, you know, it's because, where's your curiosity at? Where's your interest and passion and zeal for something? Is it there, or are you doing these micro procrastinations and letting your brain hang out in the back alleys and the dark streets of your mind? And so, you know, this appreciation, really activating appreciation in your body, every opportunity you have. I can't even stress how important this is. In mindset work, we really do have to work with our brain and where it's at and all the negative thoughts, and really learn how to feel all emotions and really be really practiced at feeling and releasing our emotions and identifying them and recognizing them. Otherwise, they run off with us and we're in our body, maybe inhabiting ourselves, sort of, but like our emotions are out there doing all these things, and then we like come to and we're like, ah, man, what have I been doing, you know? And the same with our mind is true. And so we want to recognize and identify our emotions and just become so masterful. It's such a place of self-love. This is one of the ways, you know, when people talk about self-love and it feels so intangible, and most people are like staring at the ceiling, like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, self-love, like, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, how do you actually do it? I really get loving somebody else. And then even that, we really falter as humans, to be honest. Like, we really don't understand the bond of love much. We're coming around, but we, most of us, don't really understand how to love ourselves. One of the most profound parts of loving ourselves is witnessing ourselves, witnessing our own emotions, like you would witness a child. Child's, you know, kicking and screaming, lashing out, and I hate you, and pinching you, and whatever else. And, you know, you're just witnessing them and loving them and letting them have a fit. And then they come to and you wipe the tears off their eyes and you make them apologize, and, you know, you look in their eyes and you get the hug, and then you move on and it's over with, right? And you didn't have them push down the emotion or not be themselves or get mad or upset for them for what they were feeling from this vibration coming up inside. You know, it's, and you have to do that for yourself. And when you are so practiced at that, you will not believe the explosion of love for your own self and that deep inner connection, because there's not something external that you go to, either on autopilot, not even realizing it, unconsciously or consciously, somewhat seeking that external quenching, that external satiation of how you're feeling, because the vibration has never been really identified. When you start to identify them, then you're not trying to get away from it, doing some sort of thing externally, some sort of satiation you're looking for, some sort of quenching or running away or pushing down or resisting the emotion. You are actually like, oh, okay, this is this emotion again. And then you go into your toolbox to release it. And you get a very healthy toolbox in Light Goddess. You get a very deep, healthy toolbox in Light Goddess activation that's coming up on October 26th. Super powerful what we do. So appreciation, you know, bring up appreciation in your life every moment that you can. And what I was saying is that we do the thought work, you can call it like the negative thought work in a way, but it's not negative, it's just that you want to learn how to manage all of the crap our brain and emotions go through, all of that. But one of the most profound parts of our thought work that we do to create our life is every day you do a paragraph, a page, whatever it is, on appreciation, but not doing it in a rote way or I'm writing down my five little things I'm grateful for every day, but doing it in a way where you really find new things, you activate that vibration in your body, you feel it come over you like a wave, you are creating appreciation, the vibration, that level of consciousness in your world and your life, that energy field. And you do it as like a conscious practice. We do so many things rote, like the whole gratitude thing, write your five gratitude things every day. You know, like years ago, I remember like the first few times I made some rounds on doing that as a practice for a long time, but it was just this rote thing, like, oh, here's these things. It, you know, people don't really teach what you're actually trying to do with that practice. You want to, again, like I just said, you want to activate that level of consciousness. You want to activate that emotion in your body. You don't want it to be a rote autopilot thing you're doing. And so we, you know, really look at appreciation in your daily mindset work, like a paragraph, like sometimes I'm doing like a couple pages a day of appreciation to bring the volume up on that emotion and that vibration. Destination focus is on lack. It is something that is not. And so we want to really be in our life, living our dream life right now and appreciating our life and like showing our brain how our life is amazing and good right now. And part of it is, you know, really letting go of everything you thought you needed and really having this radical life acceptance, really having unconditional life acceptance. And I can't wait to talk about that in a future episode, but, but it is really accepting the way things are. I mean, Pluto in our chart, Pluto in the world right now is really, you know, everything you thought that you needed, Pluto will let you know that, nope, you didn't. You can get by without it. And are you going to get by in a state of lack, or are you going to get by in a state of appreciation and finding all that's beautiful that is there? And it's not just that. It's not just like, oh, okay, I have to live with porridge and don't really like it and I just have to act like it's good. It's really about really changing your perception altogether. And that's what I was talking about earlier with this consumerism, is I think that we are waking up as a people individually in given moments. We fall back asleep, you know, spiritual narcolepsy, and then we come to again. And I think we're really waking up to how much we had a certain perception of life, really driven by this consumerism, destination focus, you know, spoon fed to us way of life, that really didn't include what was the most important and valuable after all. There are other reasons for, you know, micro procrastinations, and we are going to get into that in an upcoming episode. So look for that. It will be Monday, actually. So tend to your curious garden and breathe love throughout your system. Do all that you can in a love state of mind more than a fear state of mind, in a having state of mind more than a lack, wanting, longing, wistful state of mind. It's a practice. It's a lifestyle. Try the simple antidote for Resistance City. Try the thought, I want to do this. And take immediate action so you put that positive reinforcement there. We want to tend the garden of our mind and keep filling it with edible plants and flowers, the thoughts that move us forward, the thoughts that believe in us, that believe in our amazing, beautiful life, the thoughts that know our beauty and our worth. And let the weeds in the garden die off. I'm sending you so much love on this Sacred Vibe Saturday, and I will talk to you next episode. Hey, goddesses, this has been the Light Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Jude Hotep, the Goddess Coach. And if you would like to apply for the Light Goddess Program, that is all over at lifecoachjude.com, click the button and we will talk. If you'd like a free guide on how to connect to your sacred feminine and make more money, that is over at lifecoachjude.com.